Karen Blisnick, welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's a brand new shiny work to start the concert and your brand new shiny first trumpet here at the St. Louis Symphony. Welcome again.
Thank you.
So tell me about how have the first couple weeks gone?
I don't even think there's a word to describe the way that it feels to join this orchestra. It's, for me, it almost makes me emotional to talk about it because it's quite literally a dream for me to be doing this. And everyone has welcomed me with such open arms and such support, not just for me, but it's so great to see the support within the different sections and within your own section. Everyone is just so supportive. And because of that, I feel like it's just unstoppable. You know, it really is. And I've already found a lot of great areas of St. Louis. The city is great. Powell Hall is just, I can just sit there while I'm resting and look at this beautiful hall. It's absolutely gorgeous. David Robertson has been so sweet to me as well. A lot of even just great feedback. I feel like I'm learning so much. I could go on. I could really go on. But
talk a little bit about your upbringing. Where did you grow up?
I grew up on the south side of Boston. It's from Brockton, Massachusetts.
Did you do with your accent?
It had to go away. I was living in the south for quite a few years after I got, I went to Boston University for my undergrad. And then Northwestern for my master's. And then I went straight from Northwestern to the Charleston Symphony and then on to the Charlotte Symphony. So we're seeing where the South is playing in here. I luckily got to play with the Santa Fe Opera starting while I was in Charlotte and then moved down to the Atlanta Symphony for the past 2.5 years. And that's where I came from before this. Yeah, been moving around, but mostly around the South, honestly. And I guess you could say Southwest. So that's basically kind of my background. I've been lucky to play principal in most of those orchestras, and I was the associate in Atlanta. A lot of things that I've learned over the years, and just am so excited to bring that here.
Who have been some of your influential teachers?
From my undergrad, Terry Everson. He was a soloist. It's just so great to learn from someone that is literally almost putting music into your soul as you're sitting there in a lesson and teaching you how to express what you have inside of you. And then I worked directly with him in my undergrad and then directly with Barbara Butler in my master's at Northwestern. I'm pretty sure she taught me exactly what you need to do in order to get a job in this really, really competitive world of orchestral music. And she teaches you in such a way that doesn't just force you to do what you're doing, but inspires you to do it. And not just be such a great musician, but to be such a great team player. One of my favorite short stories of Northwestern, if you don't mind, is that they give an award out at the end of the year. And it's not for what you would think in a trumpet world, which would be best first trumpet, best soloist, or whatever it is. No, it's for the best second trumpet player. So really teaching you from the beginning that it's not really yourself that's the most important, I guess is the best way to put that, but it's your whole section, because that's what it is. You're one voice together, you know? And I say that's just one piece of the whole orchestra in hopes that everyone, you know, is working that similar way, so.
And what do you like to do when you put your trumpet down on those rare, rare moments?
Well, I have a dog and now a cat at home. And my girlfriend, Chloe, and we tend to do a lot of cooking around the house, and we're exploring the neighborhood. I just was recently at a neighborhood meeting and probably going to get involved in some neighborhood cleanups and stuff like that. And just really just exploring. I really enjoy getting out and finding, you know, wow, Soulard Market, really cool, really neat people, lots of great things. And I'm actually just looking for a lot of other things to do around the city. I know I want to pick up soccer, frisbee, you know, I think I'm going to go out and do some biking around the city. Just really excited to be in one place. I've been traveling so much that it's just really exciting to be in St. Louis, and I really want to just enjoy every little bit of it.
Well, the last person who was first trumpet was in that position for 40 years, Susan Slaughter. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to come in, you know, to someone who's really kind of a legend? And
yeah, she is. That's the best. That's a really great word. She's quite the legend. When I was growing up, trying to decide what I wanted to do, which is kind of a process, because becoming a musician isn't something where you can just, oh, I think I kind of like this, I think I'm going to do it. It takes a little more effort than just feeling like you're pretty good at it. You have to have a lot of influences and a lot of inspiration, as kind of I've already talked about. And she would be one that I won't forget, my dad putting on the recording of American in Paris. And he's like, you know who this is? And I was like, oh, I don't actually. Who is this, Dad? This is Susan Slaughter, you know? And then that's just kind of ingrained in my head, this beautiful sound. I've played that solo from American in Paris in several auditions, and I have to say that her sound is still ringing in my head and probably ringing throughout that hall. So I guess I just want to do my best. I can't be Susan Slaughter, but I can always try and be the best Karen Bliznick that I can in hopes that the city will come to continue to love Susan, because I'm sure she'll be around forever, and she's already proven to be such a great asset to the city. And I guess I hope to do the same.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.